At an appearance in Wausau, Governor Doyle said he's got no problem with the use of marijuana to treat severe pain and other medical conditions if it's prescribed by a doctor.
If you have glaucoma, terminal cancer, other things, and a doctor believes that marijuana would help ease the pain, and that I think most of us think if the doctor prescribes it and says it's medically necessary, that I don't have any problem with that.
Governor Doyle's comments come in the wake of a decision by the Obama administration to not prosecute users and suppliers of medical marijuana in the 14 states where it's been legalized, a clear break from the policies of the Bush administration.
As a prosecutor, as a district attorney, we never made simple possession of marijuana a very high priority. And I think that's probably true with prosecutors all across the state. As I say, any bill that came to my desk as a former prosecutor, I just have to make very sure that it is limited, that it clearly serves the purpose, and that people would only have it subject to a doctor's prescription.
And Governor Doyle says restricting the use of medical marijuana makes no sense when doctors can already prescribe other, more dangerous drugs like morphine.
It's pretty hard to say that a doctor actually thinks marijuana would be helpful and the doctor can't prescribe it, whereas they could prescribe morphine. So, you know, we prescribe much more dangerous drugs.
A bill that would legalize the use of medical marijuana is pending in the Wisconsin State Senate. Lawmakers have until Thursday to get co-sponsors for the Jackie Rickert Medical Marijuana Act. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.